let's take a little detour via New Orleans, the Big Easy. President Obama, of course, was there this week. He had been there 5 times as a senator, but this is the first time that he went as a sitting president. A lot of criticism about the fact that it took him such a long time to turn up there, considering all the promises that he made about New Orleans while he was actually running for office. So let's just listen to one clip of the commander-in-chief in the Big Easy earlier this week.
Now, I wish I could just write a check. You know, you say, why not? Well, you know, there's this whole thing about the Constitution and Congress and...
Interesting, because he was asked by a citizen of New Orleans why there is not a single hospital in the city 4 years after Katrina that was not functioning round the clock. In other words, why didn't you write us a check?
You can write a check or have checks written to large banks, large financial institutions particularly, which they can then use to give very large bonuses, but can't write a check for New Orleans. Look, President Obama is still in the early stages of his presidency. Although coming up soon a year, he can't do it perfectly. But I think by any objective analysis, this quick stop in New Orleans yesterday, being his first stop there, and the way it was handled, would be seen by his staff. I'd be very surprised if they didn't say to themselves, you know, we should have thought that through. We should have been in there earlier, and we should have been more careful about what we said when we got there.
But these people, and he himself, pride themselves on being the masters of the message. Have they become tone deaf?
To some degree, I think they have. This happens with presidents.
But is that an inevitable byproduct of being in the White House?
I don't think it's inevitable. He is the commander-in-chief. He can say, I want to go to New Orleans in the first month of my presidency. I want to go in the third month of my presidency. He can make those decisions. Fair to say, he's got a lot on his plate. We have a still wobbling economy. We have 2 wars, Iraq and Afghanistan. He's got a lot to handle. I've covered every president since Harry Truman. And not a single one of them has failed to go through periods of being tone deaf, some of them more than others and some of them longer than others.
What about Ronald Reagan?
Well, Ronald Reagan had a very good ear for what was going on out and was one of our better presidents in that sense, whether one agrees with these policies or not, in terms of having his ear to the ground of what would resonate with the public at large, and having a staff that did so, he was better than most and very good at it. However, he had his own tone deafness, the Iran-Contra situation, which he didn't think would take traction for a very long time. He was a bit tone deaf about that. So he was not immune, but I do agree he was better than most and maybe the best of my generation.
Segment 1.
Let's take a little detour via New Orleans, the Big Easy. President Obama, of course, was there this week. He had been there 5 times as a senator, but this is the first time that he went as a sitting president. A lot of criticism about the fact that it took him such a long time to turn up there, considering all the promises that he made about New Orleans while he was actually running for office. So let's just listen to one clip of the commander-in-chief in the Big Easy earlier this week.
Now, I wish I could just write a check. You know, you say, why not? Well, you know, there's this whole thing about the Constitution and Congress and...
Segment 2.
Interesting, because he was asked by a citizen of New Orleans why there is not a single hospital in the city 4 years after Katrina that was not functioning round the clock. In other words, why didn't you write us a check?
You can write a check or have checks written to large banks, large financial institutions particularly, which they can then use to give very large bonuses, but can't write a check for New Orleans. Look, President Obama is still in the early stages of his presidency, although coming up soon a year. He can't do it perfectly, but I think by any objective analysis, this quick stop in New Orleans yesterday, being his first stop there, and the way it was handled, would be seen by his staff. I'd be very surprised if they didn't say to themselves, you know, we should have thought that through. We should have been in there earlier, and we should have been more careful about what we said when we got there.
Segment 3.
But these people, and he himself, pride themselves on being the masters of the message. Have they become tone deaf?
To some degree, I think they have. This happens with presidents.
But is that an inevitable byproduct of being in the White House?
I don't think it's inevitable. He is the commander-in-chief. He can say, I want to go to New Orleans in the first month of my presidency. I want to go in the third month of my presidency. He can make those decisions. Fair to say, he's got a lot on his plate. We have a wobbling, still wobbling economy. We have two wars, Iraq and Afghanistan. He's got a lot to handle. I've covered every president since Harry Truman, and not a single one of them has failed to go through periods of being tone deaf, some of them more than others and some of them longer than others.
Segment 4.
What about Ronald Reagan?
Well, Ronald Reagan had a very good ear for what was going on out and was one of our better presidents in that sense, whether one agrees with his policies or not, in terms of having his ear to the ground of what would resonate with the public at large and having a staff that did so. He was better than most and very good at it. However, he had his own tone deafness, the Iran-Contra situation, which he didn't think would take traction for a very long time. He was a bit tone-deaf about that. So he was not immune, but I do agree he was better than most and maybe the best of my generation.